There's a full moon in Virgo, and today's a real bean counter of a day. Welcome to episode 69 in season 4 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Saturday, February 27th, 2021. Virgo Luna begins a brief yod with a quincunx to Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn and quintile to Capricorn Pluto at 5:14 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, it's hard not to see this Chiron as a symbol for anything and everything having to do with the current crop of vaccines and their distribution. Given Mercury's connection to any Virgo moon, it's possible that there could be a connection to discussions over the very idea of vaccines, except it doesn't seem to be the case. Pluto is too favorably connected to Chiron for any dark questions or theories surrounding vaccination to make much sense. This yod, though, means that there are problems, issues, and regrets concerning the logistics involved. Nothing wrong with that. Problems can't be addressed until they're brought to light. And today, they will be. Luna trines Taurian Uranus in his square to Saturn and sextile to Piscean Sol at 5:54 a.m. Expect the science involved in those logistics to suggest some significant solution to at least the most obvious of problems. Luna completes that yod with a quincunx to Saturn at 7:09 a.m. It looks like science itself is part of the problem. Doubt is one of the greatest tools of science and scientists. It's also a problem in and of itself, although only when taken literally, which apparently is what happens under the influence of a Virgo moon. Luna opposes Sol at 8:17 a.m. Well, this isn't just any old Virgo moon, it's a full Virgo moon. All progress has just been hijacked by the head bean counters. Let's just hope this doesn't take forever. Luna reaches a quincunx to Aquarian Mercury in his/her trine to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 3:25 p.m. This is what's known as blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Don't try interrupting the bean counters. Don't force them into explaining anything. Just let them finish. Luna biquintile Saturn at 5:18 p.m. Whew. Whatever the reason, it seems as if the Grim Reaper is taking a brief vacation. Ooh. Luna squares the Dragon's Head in its trine to Aquarian Jupiter at 7:45 p.m. Okay, so it's no time for any of us to take a vacation. This moon is still in Virgo, and we've all got plenty of I's to dot, T's to cross, and spreadsheets to fill in. Luna reaches a quincunx to Jupiter at 8:40 p.m. Expect to come across a minor glitch, an accounting error that gets discovered and corrected, although not in your favor. It's the astrologic opposite of that famous Monopoly card. Nothing huge, of course. Still, damn bean counters. Ugh. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao. A tutti.